The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
The Department of Homeland Security has warned heightened risk of violence ahead of 9/11 anniversary and new terrorism bulletin. But before we get there, before we get started on this thing, if you are new to the broadcast via by Facebook or by YouTube or any other platform in which you can comment on, please don't forget to let us know where you guys are joining us from and if it's your first time joining us so that we can acknowledge that you are new to the broadcast. And of course, we welcome you to all of our platforms, whether it's YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Facebook, or whatever platform you may be watching this on, either live or by the rebroadcast of this. So again, today, we're going to be discussing this U.S. Department of Homeland Security that recently released an advisory summarizing the current terrorism threat and mentioned, and I quote, grievances over public health safety measures and perceived government restrictions as, quote, potential threats. In fact, I'm going to pull up an image. This was a screenshot directly from Nightly News NBC. This is an absolute screenshot straight from their network. This has not been altered. It's not been Photoshopped. Right, what you're seeing on the screen is the top three greatest threats that is coming against, or what they're worried about is the next attack on America. Not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, not the Taliban, but these three things. And I'm going to read these and then we'll go into detail about this. Again, you see it right there on your screen, potential terror threats. Number one on the list, opposition to COVID measures. Opposition to COVID measures. What does that mean? That means anyone who opposes the measures, anyone who anyone who goes to social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any of the social media giants, and you post, you share, or you spread anything that's contrary to the narrative, that is considered to be opposition. You get on social media and you begin to talk about how you disagree with this, or you disagree with that measure, or you disagree with these measures, or you disagree on how the CDC is handling this, or how Fauci is saying this, or your local officials or government or the health department, and the list goes on. If you oppose this, you, according to the Department of Homeland Security, could be considered a threat to national security. The second thing, and again, we'll talk about this in more detail in just a second. The second thing is any claims of election fraud. Yes, they're still going on about this. And yes, according to them, this is still a major threat. And you, as you can see on the screen, any belief that Donald Trump could potentially be reinstated. Again, I personally don't know anybody that's still going on about this. And if they are, they're definitely not in my network of friends. Most of us have, moved on. Were they upset? Yes, many of them. Did they complain? Yes. Did they get on social media and complain? Yes. But guys, it is August of 2021. Most of these people have moved on and we're dealing with other things. But yet it's, according to DHS, there is still a quote, apparently a fringe group out there that are going to social media and perpetrating that Trump could be reinstated. And then, of course, we have the 9/11 anniversary and, quote, religious holidays, whatever that means. I'm sure it's probably not Teshuvah or Rosh Hashanah or any of these fall feasts that the Jews observe. And I definitely know any charismatic Pentecostals that are celebrating any religious holidays that would be posed to be a threat to national security. But you never know nowadays, because after all, I'm going to talk about something later on this week that, according to Google, is now is going to come home to every Christian, every pastor, every church, and every minister of the gospel. And we can't talk about that on this broadcast, but we'll talk about it on another one. And of course, it's interesting to talk about 9/11 anniversary coming up, and yet we see the mess going on with Afghanistan right now. So the Secretary of Homeland Security has issued a new National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin regarding the heightened threat environment across the United States. Now, we just showed you the three major threats. The Homeland Security continues to face a diverse and challenging threat environment leading up to and following the 20th anniversary of September 11, 2001 attacks, as well religious holidays that, quote, we assess could serve as a catalyst for acts of targeted violence. Wonder who that could be. Wonder what religious group would carry out acts of violence on September 11th. Can't say it, because then we'll be flagged and we'll be taken down because we dared even assumed that it would be a certain group. Quote, these threats include those posed by domestic terrorists. Oh, here we go. Not the international terrorist, because we know it. We could, because the threat of ISIS or Al-Qaeda or the Taliban or anything like that, that's just not even, I mean, come on. Domestic terrorism is far greater of a threat right now. Individuals and groups engage in grievance-based violence, and those inspired or motivated by foreign terrorists and other malign foreign influences. These actors are increasingly exploiting online forums to influence and spread violent extremist narratives and promote violent activity. Such threats are also exacerbated by, quote, impacts of the ongoing global pandemic, including grievances over public health safety measures and perceived government restrictions. What they're talking about, guys, is like the situation that we just saw that made national news in Tennessee, where there was certain school systems that began to enforce mask mandates again, and there was many of the students' parents who didn't agree, not many, but there was a group of them who opposed this, and there was a shouting match. It got a little contentious. This is what they're talking about, but they're saying that this could be on a far greater scale, and it could pose national security threats. They're calling this, quote, pandemic related stressors. And they're contributing to increased social or societal strains and tensions, driving several plots by domestic violent extremists, and they may contribute to more violence this year. The department said that the U.S. continues to face a diverse and challenging threat environment leading up to and following this anniversary. And, quote, these threats include those posed by domestic terrorists and individuals and groups engaged again in grievance-based violence, and those inspired or motivated by foreign terrorists and other malign foreign influences. This advisory is an update of a previous assessment, is not based on any specific threat information, but rather represents the DHS's analysts or analysis rather of U.S. conditions. And I'm going to read this. Now, you remember just what last week we had the test of the National Broadcast Emergency System. This is what all this is related to, guys. Every bit, all that's correlated with this. Law enforcement have expressed concerns that broader sharing. Now, here it is. Ready? Let's end this. We're almost done, guys. This is not a long update today, but we definitely need to talk about this. This is more stuff to be praying about. Oh no, I wasn't supposed to say that. We're on YouTube. I forgot about that. And we'll talk about that later on this week, because now we can't pray about certain things because now that's a threat. So these are certain things that we should take in our private group sessions and discuss with the Lord. We don't want to call that, but you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, law enforcement have expressed concerns that the broader sharing of, here it is, false narratives and conspiracy theories will gain traction in mainstream environments. You know, kind of like the video that was shared by many doctors recently that were scrubbed from the internet because they were deemed to be false narratives and conspiracy theories, which resulted in individuals or small groups embracing violent tactics to achieve their desired objectives. With a diverse array of threats, quote, the Department of Homeland Security is concerned that increased outbreaks of violence in some locations, as well as targeted attacks against law enforcement, may strain local resources. Oh, you know, because it's those individuals that are disgruntled about the measures taken for the virus is much greater concern to law enforcement than the three-letter acronym describing a certain group that specifically targeted police and a whole movement. Because, you know, that's not a threat, but this is. DHS said it was responding to these threats by continuing to identify and evaluate calls for violence, quote, including online activity associated with the spread of disinformation, conspiracy theories, and false narratives by known or suspected threat actors, and provided updated information as necessary. So we got to watch out for those threat actors, whoever they are out there. This memo, according to sources, comes on the heels of DHS Office of Intelligence and Analysis advisory issued to state and local law enforcement partners, warning of a, quote, increasing but modest level of activity online. So it's not high, but it's increasing and it's modest. And these individuals promoting violence based on, here it is, debunked conspiracy theories, especially around the 2020 election, and falsely claiming that former President Donald Trump will be reinstated as president. Again, I don't personally know anybody that's still doing that or talking about that or making such ridiculous claims. Probably the QAnon group, but that's a whole other discussion. Quote, the memo also follows multiple claims from the Biden administration that specifically targeted white supremacy as the greatest threat to America. Remember that? We talked about that on Intel Headlines. According, again, this was during the campaign before he was officially elected as president. Biden came up and said that the greatest threat to America is not Al-Qaeda, not ISIS, not the Taliban, not that, but white supremacy. So again, all this is coupled together. Let me show you this one more time for you guys that maybe it just jumped on here, but we're going to show you, and then we're going to close here. We're going to give you information on how you guys can keep up with our main website, But right here, I'm going to bring this screen back up. Here is your, so you can see this. This is your, this is the, according to the Department of Homeland Security, these top three things are the greatest potential threats of terrorism to America as we know it. Number one, opposition to COVID measures. Number two, claims of election fraud and beliefs that Trump can be reinstated. Number three, that of course, 9/11 anniversary and quote, religious holidays. These are our greatest threats as we embark onto the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website, guys. If I would love for you guys to bookmark our site, subscribe to our website. Again, we have a free app. You can download that app today. As soon as you get off this segment, go to your App Store, go to your Google Play Store or your Apple Play Store, download that app. Just, you got to type in End Time Headlines. When you type that in, you're going to see our app, download it, get it, push yes to push notifications. You'll be notified of all of our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as being notified of our latest podcast messages, YouTube messages. They're going to be, as long as we remain on here, and I always emphasize that, as long as we can, because I it would be naive and arrogant to believe that this will last forever on these major social media networks. But until we're going to ride this horse until it dies, okay, into the sunset. So you can listen and you can watch right there on the app. It's available. It's free. Download it today. Again, as always, guys, if you would like to support this ministry with a gift of any amount, or if you'd like to be a partner, please considering partner with us. You can pray about that and then become a partner of our ministry. And you can do that either two different ways. You can give by check or money order, or you can give by electronic giving on the app or the main website. If you wish to give by check or money order, you could do that by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So again, as always, guys, we appreciate you taking the time out. I told you we wasn't going to take a lot of your time today, but this was I think this was an important a segment or just talking point, rather, that we needed to discuss. We've got some more stuff that we want to talk about in the latter part of this week. We'll have an encouraging message as well coming up, a word of exhortation and encouragement. So be looking for that as well. So guys, until then, we want to pray a quick blessing over you, and we're going to sign off for today, but we'll be back on here. We'll probably take off tomorrow so that we can kind of get all of our notes together and get our messages lined up for the latter part of this week. So we're going to sign off for today, but let me speak a blessing over you real quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for every individual under the sound of my voice watching on the other end of this screen or listening today by podcast. We bless you today. We ask that the Lord would prosper you. He would keep you. May his countenance shine upon you. May his angels ever watch over you, keep you from harm, danger, and disabling accidents. We also pray that the Lord release to you in these troubling times, he would give you wisdom, he would give you revelation, and he would give you peace that surpasses all understanding. And listen, if you're watching this today and you're not right with God, or you've never made your heart right with God, we want to give you the opportunity today to make that right today. And you can do that. Listen, we make it way more complicated than it is. The Bible says if you'll confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again from the dead and is seated at the right hand of the Father, then you shall be saved. So if you're watching this today, I want you to just close your eyes where you're at. If you can do this, if you can't, just pull over to the side of the road and make that time today to get right with God. And listen, a simple prayer. Just come before him in your own time and just ask him, say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I ask that you'd wash me by your blood today. I ask that you would save me, that you would put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, that you would lead me, guide me, and direct me all the days of my life, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Guys, it's that simple. Repent of your sins, Ask Jesus to come and live on the inside of you through his Holy Spirit and ask him to lead you and guide you. How do you do that? You read his word, read the Bible, get plugged into, if possible, a spirit-filled Bible-believing doctrinally sound church. If it's not possible in your area, of course, we welcome you to be a part of our family here at End Time Headlines. So, all right, guys, we love you guys. We're going to sign off for today. We will be off tomorrow. We'll be back on here, Lord willing, on Thursday. And until then, we'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.